up, fam? I'm going to be talking about this topic of whether or not statins increase the risk of dementia. Most studies that I'm aware of show that in the long term, statins do not lead to any sort of cognitive impairment. However, there are some studies that show that short term this can happen, and there are still yet other studies that suggest that they might actually increase the risk of cognitive impairment, statins. Now, interestingly, statins reduce LDL cholesterol levels, they reduce inflammation, all of which are important in the pathogenesis or the cause of Alzheimer's disease and of other dementias. But for whatever reason, despite this fact, statins are still not robustly associated with a health benefit or a benefit to dementia risk or Alzheimer's disease risk, suggesting that although statins do many good things with respect to Alzheimer's disease risk, there might be some bad effects of statins on the risk for this disease. That is to say, there might be some good effects, some bad effects, leading to an overall neutral profile. Now, if we understood exactly what it was about statins that may predispose the brain not to being doing as well, and then we could just isolate those effects and get rid of those effects while keeping the good effects on LDL cholesterol and inflammation, et cetera, which would benefit the brain, then we would see an overall benefit to the brain. In this video, I'm going to be discussing exactly that concept. How can we use statins in such a way as to reduce the theoretical risk to the brain while maintaining the theoretical benefit to the brain? So I'm going to start with this news article at Harvard Health. It's a place where there's many commentaries on the latest research on different aspects of health, medication use, nutrition, etc. So it says, do statins increase the risk of dementia? And it says the research is mixed, but what's clear is that the benefits of statins typically outweigh the risks in people who need them. So it points out that in 2021, an article in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology looked at the issue of dementia risk and statin use. And it looked at almost 20,000 people ages 65 or older who had taken place in a large randomized controlled trial of aspirin. The researchers found that over the follow-up period of 5 years, people who took statins weren't any more likely than non-users to have dementia. The same is true when it came to other changes in cognition, memory, language, executive function, or a measure called psychomotor speed, which measures how quickly someone can process information. They found no differences between different types of statins. The article continues on. It says, although this particular study found no link between statins and dementia, the research into statins and brain-related effects overall is best described as inconsistent, says Dr. Joanne Manson, chief of the Division of Preventive Medicine at Harvard-affiliated Brigham and Women's Hospital. That's to say, although in this particular study there was no effect of statins on dementia risk, the overall body of literature is quite inconsistent. And she says, I think the relationship between statins and cognitive function remains controversial. There's still not a clear conclusion whether they help prevent dementia or Alzheimer's disease or have neutral effects or increase risks. And so we go on, while you would expect that statin use would reduce the risk of cognitive decline and dementia because statins lower cardiovascular risks and risk of stroke, it hasn't been clearly shown to be the case, says Dr. Manson. It's surprising there's not a clear reduction seen. If anything, some of these studies have raised concerns about cognitive risks. So that brings us to a really interesting abstract published last year. I hope it's going to get published in a full-on article. And this is going to be delving further into this issue of whether statins might increase the risk of dementia. And it's called Lipophilic Statins in Subjects with Early Mild Cognitive Impairment, Associations with Conversion Dementia and Decline in Posterior Cingulate Brain Metabolism in a Long-Term Prospective Longitudinal Multicenter Study. And what this study showed in over 50 North American sites of about 400 people who had early mild cognitive impairment, they looked at whether or not statin use changed or affected the risk of that then converting into Alzheimer's disease. Because as it's known, mild cognitive impairment precedes Alzheimer's disease. It eventually can convert into Alzheimer's disease and you can have full-blown Alzheimer's dementia. But it's sort of a prodromal or pre-Alzheimer's disease syndrome. It's basically consisting exactly what it sounds, mild cognitive impairment, which is to say cognitively impaired, mildly self-explanatory. But among these patients, 24% converted to dementia if they were using statins, while only 10% of the non-statin group did in the ensuing 4 years. Interestingly, among patients who didn't take lipophilic statins but took hydrophilic statins, and we'll talk about what that means in a moment, their rate of conversion, 11%, was no different from the non-statin subjects. And what this showed, they also did, in addition, some PET scans. They looked at some scans and they saw an accelerated rate of function in the brain in those patients who were taking lipophilic statins versus those who were not taking lipophilic statins. So what does this suggest? So first we need to understand what is a lipophilic and what is a hydrophilic statin. A lipophilic statin is a statin that readily crosses the membranes of cells and gets into the cells very easily because of the solubility characteristics and the way that the statin is structured chemically, in particular with respect to polarity and charges and so on and so forth. Lipophilic statins are more nonpolar and much more easy to cross into cells and go into cells, whereas hydrophilic statins are much less likely to do so. So hydrophilic statins tend to concentrate most of their effects in the liver, where they cause the liver to reduce the production of cholesterol, thereby causing the liver to take up cholesterol from the bloodstream and reduce blood cholesterol levels. Whereas lipophilic statins can enter every cell of the body and impair cholesterol production in every cell in the body, not just in the liver. That's slight oversimplification. It's a little more nuanced and gray than that, but that's the black and white explanation, and that's the conceptualization that's useful to understand these findings. So why would lipophilic statins be more associated with cognitive decline than the non-lipophilic statins or hydrophilic statins? Well, lipophilic statins can enter the brain, enter the brain cells, enter the neurons, and impair cholesterol production. Now, if cholesterol is important for the functioning of neurons in the brain, the functioning of brain cells, then impairing it is going to impair the function of these cells and perhaps contribute to a faster deterioration. Another way of looking at it is in people who are mildly cognitively impaired, since they're already vulnerable, they're already dyshomeostatic, that is to say, they're already in a disease state, and their neurons and their brain cells are not doing well in the first place, adding another insult to that in the form of lipophilic statins may further exacerbate this problem. Whereas in healthy people who don't have the sort of brain decline, They're not dyshomeostatic and they're not vulnerable. Maybe lipophilic statins are more benign, which might explain why in the research literature you see often lipophilic statins being just fine for cognition-related risks. But if you look at, say, in this paper, mildly cognitively impaired people, they enhance the rate of decline. Maybe that's just because this population is more vulnerable to decline, whereas in healthy individuals, it's not the case. That might be an explanation. But in any case, these findings are very troubling because they suggest that lipophilic statins may, again, contribute to Alzheimer's disease risk or the impairment of cognition. Now, what is a lipophilic statin and what is a hydrophilic statin? So among the hydrophilic statins are two in particular, pravastatin and rosuvastatin. And I take rosuvastatin, which is why I'm smart and can do these videos. Let's just look it up. This is a joke. It probably doesn't matter if you're healthy, as I said, but I take rosuva, and then rosuvastatin and pravastatin are the two hydrophilic, and then the lipophilics are atorvastatin, simvastatin, lovastatin, fluvastatin, cerevastatin, and pitavastatin. And those are going to be the guys that are being talked about in this study. People who are taking those drugs have a greater rate of conversion into Alzheimer's versus the people who are taking rosuvastatin and pravastatin. And so if you have any concerns about converting to Alzheimer's or cognitive impairment or dementia, it might be a good idea to, instead of taking a lipophilic statin, to take a hydrophilic statin, rosuvastatin, or pravastatin to mitigate this risk somewhat. And that's the basic idea of this video. Talk to your doctor about this if you are interested. Rosuvastatin is extremely cheap. Pravastatin is also quite inexpensive as well. One of those two is a fantastic first choice for a statin medication. Again, I take a rosuvastatin. And this is not medical advice, obviously. Just talk to your doctor. I'm just telling you what the research seems to indicate at this particular juncture. If you like the video, check me out on my YouTube channel at KBAS Philadelphia. Also check me out on Spotify or Apple Podcasts at The Kevin Bass Show. Please rate and review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It'd be much appreciated to try to get my ratings up a little bit higher. And then check me out on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter at Kevin and Bass, KevinnBass, where you can find the latest and greatest of new things that I'm interested in and tweeting and talking about. And check me out on Patreon. Please support me. Send me a donation. That would be fantastic so I can continue to make these videos. The more money I get sent as a donation, the more I'm incentivized to making more videos and more high quality videos and getting this information out to you guys. So please help me with that by sending a donation. And you can also do the same by sending a donation to thedietwars.com/support-me. Likewise, you can also send a donation to, again, the Patreon, but you can also check out my website as well, thedietwars.com, and subscribe there to check out what recent blog posts and new things I'm thinking about and talking about. So if you guys liked this video, please share it, subscribe, comment, let me know how I can make things better. I'm always listening for feedback, positive and negative. Please send me some positive feedback as well. While I was making this video, one of the notifications popped up, and somebody said, "Are you really a doctor?" No, I'm not a doctor. I'm a medical student and a PhD student who has a lot of interest in these issues as well as in the problem of misinformation. I'm not a doctor. But if you like the video, share it, let people know about it. That would be fantastic, and I appreciate it. Peace. Check you out. And or you guys check me out for the next video. Bye-bye.